Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one inimitable page of Talmud each day. That noise you're hearing in the background, it is a bustling restaurant in Jerusalem. It's my favorite restaurant in Jerusalem. It's called Eucalyptus. We here at Tablet Magazine are in the holiest city, the home of the Jewish people, Yerushalayim. And we're celebrating, well, we're celebrating us, the story of us. And as we read today's pages of Talmud, we come across a really curious passage. Have a listen. The Gemara asks, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says, if the house is blessed because of him, one furnishes him with gifts. And if the house is not blessed because of him, one need not furnish him with gifts. Why do I need a compound verb? Ha'anik ta'anik. The Gemara answers, the Torah speaks in the language of people. I was really struck by this phrase because we have just recovered, some of us at least have, from Purim. And now we are counting down to Pesach. We're counting down to Passover, an atmosphere, a countdown that you could feel here in Jerusalem. And I was wondering, what does it mean the Torah speaks in the language of people? And what does it have to do with the story that we tell ourselves in so many languages, the story that we all congregate around on Passover, the story of the Exodus? And here to answer this question is a person who just enjoyed a lovely dinner together with all of us, one of our favorite scholars, rabbis, writers, and all-around amazing people, Rabbi Dr. Stuart Halpern. Hello.
It's a pleasure to be back on the show. I was struck in this passage, Liel, by this Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah fellow. So, of course, he is cited in the Haggadah as wrestling with this dilemma. When do we mention the Exodus? Do we mention it at night? Do we not mention it at night? You could read all about it in that wonderful book at your Seder. But what is striking to me is, and as I detail in my new book, The Promise of Liberty, a Passover Haggadah, Americans have been telling themselves the story of the Exodus from Egypt throughout every inflection point in our country's history. The Puritans and the Pilgrims, when they crossed over from England, felt that they had just gone through the split sea that had been miraculously parted by God, just like in ancient biblical times. When George Washington was fighting against the British, the colonists viewed their struggle as one whereby they were led by a Moses fighting against a tyrannical Pharaoh. In the fight against slavery, abolitionists all across the country took up the mantle of Moses, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth. They saw themselves as biblical freedom fighters who cited Israel's story of liberation as inspiration to build a better America. And of course, in the civil rights struggle, Martin Luther King Jr., first and foremost, but countless fighters for more equal treatment for all Americans, turned to the vision of the promised land in the book of Exodus as one that could lead Americans all together, unified, towards a better, more moral, more equal country. And this has been the never-ending story of America and is recounted, of course, in our Passover Seder.
So in other words, here we are. We read the Haggadah. And let's be honest here. The Haggadah is not what you would call a page-turner. It's not a sort of easy, facile book with a coherent plot. It has a lot of these, you know, rabbinic bits of argumentation. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when do we tell the story of the Exodus? And it's very easy to lose count of what the story is really about. But here today, in our page of Talmud, the rabbis are telling us, no, the Torah speaks in the language of people, meaning the Haggadah that you read, it's not just some archaic thing that you have to rush through to get to the brisket. It is the story of us. It's the story of the Jewish people. It's the story of Israel, but it's also the story of America, the story of liberation, right?
It's actually, I don't know if you're familiar with this phenomenon, Liel, but you might have noticed in the Talmud, there's arguments, I don't know, 57,000 times per page. And you might or might not have noticed that America feels pretty polarized nowadays. So I actually think the Seder is exactly the text we need now. There are debates, there are arguments, there are struggles. There's that pretty arduous 40-year trek through the desert with plenty of bickering. And that's exactly why it's important to delve deeply into this text, to argue over this text, because in it we see a language that can speak to each and every Jew and each and every American as they together try to bridge those divides and see this lamp of liberty, this pillar of fire and pillar of cloud, if you will, that can once again lead us through the wilderness towards a brighter future.
Baruch Hashem, Dr. Rabbi Stu Halpern, I should say, of the Strauss Center at Yeshiva University, the Hogwarts of the Jewish people. Thank you so much for being our guest.
It is a pleasure and honor, and I'm raising 4 cups of the strongest Kedem grape juice in your honor. L'chaim.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.